I want to tell you, we're going to call this one Have Another Laugh on Cleveland Blues. Ow! They say the best things in life are here. And though the skies are very seldom clear here, we got a city full of dreams, and we call our city Cleveland. It's the best location in the nation. Temporarily caught in a bad situation, from the council chambers to the city hall, it seems they finally see the writing on the wall. Projected layoffs in the bunches, while at political lunches the topic of discussion ain't elections, it ain't the Russians. It goes, whose fault's the default? The city sits with empty vaults. CEI gets old muni, 'cause we ain't got that do-re-mi. And a city cannot stand if it's divided, but Cleveland's always been east and west sided. Oh, a little schizoid perhaps, but then we got the flats, steel mills, smokestacks, and chemical urns, and the only damn river in the world burns. It's the home of Howard the Duck and the Kilbasi Kid. It's where Ziggy and Dorothy Fulltime also live. It's the rock and roll capital of the world. It's plain, it's where the Cleveland Orchestra got its name. It's still full of old world charm, you see? Charming mediocrity. What I'm trying to say is we have a nice little city here. On the east side, we have Little Italy, Great Spaghetti, and Goodbye Danny Green. Little Israel, also known as Cleveland Heights. And we got Little Poland, sometimes known as Parma. And suburbs so geographically neatly attached so as to make a picture on the map. Oh, if our city planning should draw your perusal, just see how they plan this year's snow removal. I say Cleveland's a land of dreams and maniacal schemes. If you got a taste for the strange or crave bizarre, the Midwest Oz is what we are. We had the first black mayor of a major American city. We have the first American city with a mayor who set his hair on fire twice while dedicating a bridge. And it's the only city with a landmark tower that is terminal overlooking a lake that is eerie. And it's the only city that has more police chiefs than Indians. Cleveland Indians, that is. It's where we don't know where our basketball games will be played from week to week. And it's where busing broke down along with the school board. And it's the only city in America where the former mayor's wife couldn't have lunch with Mrs. Gerald Ford because it would interfere with her bowling night. And it's where currently members of the city council are under indictment for bribery and some sort of carnival kickback scandal. And where the council president, after indictment, walked into council chambers and he received a standing ovation. And it's also where the mayor beat the recall by 236 votes and declared it an overwhelming victory. Yeah! So I'm going to tell you one more thing. I got one more thing to say. If you got money in your pants and wild hair up your sleeve, then you grab yourself a freighter and cruise to Cleveland. We'll watch Dennis the Kucinich, the people's mayor to the finish, appeal to you, appeal to me, to the FCC on local TV. We all hope the city doesn't go down. It's just clutching at straws like men who drown. And I know we're gonna make it through. We're gonna make it proud and smiling too, 'cause we can laugh at ourselves.